The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Well, O'Donnell, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
I know that you've expressed your condolences to the people of Chrieslaw and indeed the people of Donegal. Where were you when you heard the news of the explosion?
I was in Chicago Airport. I was about to get a flight, that evening, getting a flight to back to Dublin, and just heard through my niece that there was a terrible explosion in Chrieslaw. And you'd never think that it's going to be of the magnitude that it's turned out to be, and the devastation that has, you know, come into the world and come into the people of Chrieslaw. Just it's beyond words. I mean, as the day was going on before I got the flight, we were realizing that it was just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Now, you live in Donegal at the moment, of course, born and raised in Donegal, but have travelled the world, but currently resident in Donegal. Do you know that particular service station yourself?
Oh, I got to do. I was in it in August. I was going up to Rosapenna to the Legends Golf, and I went in and got my diesel. And I mean, I've been in it numerous times. I know the Lafferty's for years. I know Danny Senior did things for him in the past. So we know Chrieslaw very well, played in the Corn Cutters when it was going, when I was starting out. So Chrieslaw's not far from us, really, you know, in distance. And it's just heartbreaking. I mean, I don't know anybody directly that's, you know, involved, you know, the people that have lost loved ones, or I don't think I know anybody that's been injured. But nevertheless, you know, even if you lived in Cork or Timbuktu, you couldn't but be, you know, affected by what you're seeing and hearing.
Yeah, because the extent of the tragedy, 10 people from an area of maybe 400 people represents a significant fragment of the population. And, you know, to transfer that to Dublin, for example, you'd be looking at hundreds would have to die to have the same impact on Dublin.
Or the effect that it'll have and has on the community. And it's not just now, it's, you know, I'm sure people now are numb with shock and maybe just are not even able to take in what's after happening. It's in the days and weeks and months and years ahead that, you know, it'll never be the same again in Chrieslaw, you know, for the people that live there. And just, I don't really have words, Pat, you know, to express, you know, what I feel for everybody that's affected by this. It's just, it's beyond words. And just to know, I mean, it could be any, I mean, I walked in there in August, I went in, paid for my petrol, and I got whatever I got. People did that on Friday, the same way as I did it in August.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's, you know, that's the difference. You know, it could have been then as well as now. So, you know, anybody, the people going in there never thought that that was what their fate held, or the people working in the shop or the, you know, anywhere in the apartments. Or it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, you've come back from America where, you know, Chicago is known as a very violent city, for example. And, you know, you will read and you'll hear on television bulletins and so on of mass shootings and all the rest of it. You'd kind of imagine in your mind's eye that a place like Chrieslaw and Donegal is the safest place in the world.
Well, that's just it. And, you know, I saw a picture, I was saying to someone there, I saw a picture of the sign for Chrysler, as you leave Chrysler going towards Letterkenny, there's a sign up, and it was put up a number of years ago to honour Bridie Gallagher. It said, you know,
the singer, Chrysler, yeah.
the home of Bridie Gallagher, the girl from Donegal. And we all gathered there, and Bridie was with us, and we had a wonderful day. And as I've seen the picture, it's not very far from where the tragedy happened. And I was thinking, you know, that day, you know, we had so much joy there in Chrysler, and to think of the sadness and the sorrow that the people and all of the people around Chrysler are feeling today. And, you know, I knew Bridie very well and our family, and many of them still live there. I was talking to one of our nieces because Bridie's sister-in-law died a few weeks ago, and I was calling them just to sympathise with them. You know, it's just everybody and the whole area is just going to be, are devastated. You know, there's, yeah. I don't know how they lift out of this. You know, I suppose time always brings, you go forward from time, with time. But, you know, you never forget. I have a friend who lost her son tragically a good many years ago. And whereas she smiles all the time, when I talk to her in the quiet moments, her heart is broken and it'll always be broken. So these people that are suffering such a tragedy, you know, when you look at that wee girl of five and her father, how must that man's wife and the wee girl's mother, how, you know, and the all of them, I mean, I'm just saying that, but all of them, the young, two young people, everybody that's, you know, gone, their families must, I don't know how they're going to cope.
And Daniel, too, they have lost, if you like, the beating heart of the community, the place where you shop, where you refuel, yes. where you get your hair done, where you go to get meat, groceries and so on. That's gone. That's been
Absolutely.
Obliterated.
And it was the centre of Chrysler, you know. And, you know, Danny Lafferty, too, the man that owned the shop, and I think it's his family that run it now. I mean, he has been such a huge part of Chrysler and that family. And, you know, it is a huge loss to the area. But, you know, in all of this, I was only getting bits and pieces, but listening to Father John Joe talk, and, you know, he just had, and I know it must be very difficult for him, but he seemed to have such comforting words in every interview. I don't know how people, and all the people that I've heard speak, you know, they're just amazing. Yeah. And all the people that responded, you know, the initial people on the ground were the people of Chrysler. And they went in there and had no fear other than the thought for what they could do to save the people if they could.
And they went in with their bare hands.
At their bare hands, you know, I wish I could say something, Pat, that would make a difference, but I have nothing to say that will make any difference other than that I hope the people of Chrysler and all those people affected know that the rest of us are praying for them and have them in our thoughts and in our hearts. And if we could do something for them, we would. But unfortunately, this is just something that we can't change.
Daniel, thank you very much for talking to us on the programme this morning. Daniel O'Donnell, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.